He got the best of him, I beat him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Dick. On the back part of his leg?
On the calf of his leg.
The calf of his, that's what I'm saying, back that part, okay. The calf.
Have you ever heard an expression like haunches or hunkers or to hunker down or something like that means squat down?
Yes, get down on your honkers or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know just how you'd spell it, though.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn this a penny. He's really a...
Yeah. He's certainly a stingy.
Tightwad.
Well, I know there's plenty of them that have wood. They got names for that man, I know.
Well, would you call him tightwad too, Miss Olive?
Why?
Would you call him a tightwad too?
Tightwad? Well, that's, I don't know, it might have some other name, but that's one good one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Uh-huh. No, I don't... Yeah.
If they don't fit properly and they don't match and they just don't look very good.
No. Well, yeah, he doesn't look very... I don't know.
Well, would you ever use a word like slouchy or tacky?
Yes, yeah, slouchy or tacky. Either one of them.
Okay.
I think tacky and to be not have pride enough to have your clothes on. I think he meant then not anything fine if you've got your clothes on. That's good, but you can be
slouchy.
Well,
now, would these words be applicable to a man as well as to a woman? I mean, could you say he looks tacky or he looks slouchy? Let's see. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say, she's really...
Dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, would you say the same thing?
I don't know. Look like it would fit the same. But...
Okay.
Wouldn't that be... I don't know why they've said so many new things now, so... That might be someone that... It might say the man different what the woman, but I think that qualified both of them and come in about the same.
Okay, fine. What word would you use to refer to an old person who is very lively and gets around very well? You might say he certainly is what for his age.
Well, he gets around. Yes, I have that. People tell me, you know, that
mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so active for your age, and you just get. Look, they tell me I'm spry and all like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. You say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.
All right.
You know, I think that's a good word because the Bible, that's in the Bible. And I said that that's what makes so impressive to me. I tell them, I suppose, of all things I do, that is a lazy person. I just think to be lazy is out of this true faith.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill? Goes tap, tap, tap on the tree.
Mm-hmm. I know what it is, and I can't say it.
Oh,
redhead.
Peckerwood.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I hear him go, sometime out on the house, I tell him, don't you peck a hole in that.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
I don't know that.
Well?
Oh, he got a trail. Grasshopper,
Mom. Well, there's a grasshopper and
cricket sometimes.
Cricket sometimes, that's what I say, there's different little things. But a grasshopper, I ring is what you would ask him for.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What do people call an old house that they might say spirits lived in? Now, they might say, oh, don't go near that house. That's a...
Haunted house.
It's a haunted house. All right.
And somebody might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he might see...
Ghost.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word jinx or Jonah?